We are learning Maseches Sedarim Daf Nun Dal Amud Aleph, and we are starting a brand new Perek Hanoidim and Ayerek. Zok the Mishnah Daf Nun Dal Amud Aleph on top of the first Mishnah in the Perek Hanoidim and Ayerek. Someone makes a ned that he's not going to eat vegetables. Mutter bediluim. He's mutter to eat gourds. And what's the pshat? Isn't that Yerokas? So the Ran has two pshatim. One pshat is that's not called Yerokas. Yerokas means something like lettuce or cabbage, which is the leaf. That's what a yerek is. Masha'inkein, when you eat the pri itself, which is the zera itself, that's not called yerokos, that's called pri, even though it's in the ground, but that's called a pri. That's one pshat in the round. Why yerek does not include deluim? It would not include tomatoes either. It only includes, yerek only means like lettuce and leaves, the things that you eat the leaves. That's one pshat in the round. Ram's second pshat is that yerek means something that you can eat raw. And gourds, you cannot eat raw. It has to be cooked, and therefore it's not included in yarek. So the Tanakhama says, Anoidim and yarek, mutter v'yaluim, again, we say two pshatim, why the luim is not included in, it's not included in yarek. Rav Akiva oiser. Rav Akiva holds that it's also, omru loy l'Rav Akiva, v'alai oima odom l'shluchoy, kach li yarek, v'u oimer, loy mitzasi al the luim. So, but they told Rav Akiva, what do you mean? V'alai oimer odom l'shluchoy, that the Hekar Kiva says, also, if someone tells his shliach, go pick me up some vegetables, yarek. He answers back, I didn't find any rockers, only found gourds. So you see that gourds are not included in yarek. Rakiva said that lulum are included in the yarek. That's why it's also. And they told Rakiva, it's not true. You tell someone to pick up vegetables, he's not going to come back and say, well, I didn't find vegetables, only found gourds. So you see, gourds not included in vegetables. Amalahem. So Rabbi Kiva answered, Kena davar. That alone is my raya. Because If he goes to buy vegetables, there's no vegetables. He come back and say, I didn't find vegetables, but I found the chalas. I found rolls. He don't say that because there's no shaykh to vegetables. If he said, I didn't find only the luim, it means obviously it's part of vegetables. I didn't find beans. And that's why he asks, should I get you the luim instead? So that same taina, it's called nimlach, Rabbi Kiva holds a raya that it's really part of the vegetable family, and according to the Yerokas family, and according to the Tanakhama, it's a raya, it's not part of the Yerokas. And the Mishnah ends off, Osir b'pula mitzri lach u'muta b'yavish. This is the kuliyama. Now, pula mitzri lach is considered a vegetable, even though, let's say, it's not a leaf, but since it's still lach, it's still fresh, and it's not the way it's eaten lemaisa, pula is a type of bean, it only is eaten yavish when you compile it up, so right now it's still considered a yerek and not a pri yet until it becomes yavish. Al-Kaponim, that is our Mishnah that we bring down, a machlokes, a rekiva, and a tanakama, if delum aklur and yerek, and it's totally if, because they ask nimlach. Zokta gemara, anoidim a yerek. Zok the Gemara of Min Yerek Nodar. What's the pshat in Rav Akiva Lemaisa? The Kash Rav Akiva. How can you say you Osir B'Deluim Lemaisa? You Noida from a Yerek, and you're right. Maybe Nimli. You ask about the Luim, but Luim is not a Yerek because a Yerek is only a Pri. That's what a Yerek is, and this is not a Pri. Like we said, the Feeder Ran's first pshat. Feeder Ran's second pshat is because it's not eaten chai. Can't eat it raw. So what is pshat? It's Osir. Even for Rav Akiva, what's pshat? You add on extra words. But yarke kedera alai. He said the word yarke kedera. So therefore, since he added extra words, it means more than just a stam yarek. It means other things that are a little bit, more general than the word yarek, including that includes the luim according to Rabbi Kiva. Frayt the Gemara yarke kedera alai. Maybe it means something else. Medumla yarek hanechel bekedera kama. Maybe it's talking about, maybe how do you know to be marav deluim? Maybe it's yarek hanechel bekdero, which means what? It means like shumim ubetzalim. It means, let's say, garlic and onions that come to make the kdera tasty, but deluim not. That's for the first pshat. And we'll have to explain the Gemara for the first pshat of the Ram before and the Ram second pshat. So now we'll go with the first pshat that yarek means like lettuce and deluim is a pri. So here we would think that if you just add on the words yarek hanechel yarek kedera alai, maybe it means yarek hanechel kedera. Maybe it's coming to be marbes shumim and betzalim. That even though those are also not the leaves, but maybe those are coming to matim the kedera. They come to make the kedera tasty. So you're including those, but who's including the luim? So Gemara answers, "Ba'ima yerek hamisbashel bekadera alai." He said, "Yerek hamisbashel bekadera." So he added even extra words. So since dluim is something that the shliach asks about, it's included. But my kamef, if you savri call milsal sarach shlichem luchila, there won't anything you have to ask, and you can't just buy when he tells you to buy your rakas. You have to ask about it. Lav minahu. It's not the min. It's not the min of the thing you asked. Rabbi Kiva sava call milsal the mimlach shlichila minahu. Anything the shliach even has to ask about is automatically the min. So it comes out lefi this Gemara, the way we learned that it has to do with the leaves or the pri. The bottom line is like this, that if someone says yerek, just says yerek, the loch is, he's only usher, but pri adama, he's only usher like with lettuce. If he says yerek derelai, then he's usher, but only type of peiris he's usher is shumim and betzalim, garlic and onions. And he's mutter and gourds. If he says yerek hamaspash v'kederalai, then he's also all the peiris ha'adama, because anything that the shliach asks about, that is enough to call the yerek, and that's included. So that's all lefida ran's pshat. That's all lefida ran's pshat that has to do with pri or lettuce. Lefida other pshat that we said before that has to do with nechal kishuchai. So a yerek is only something you eat it raw. So Mara's kash is, why is gourds included? Mara answers, he said yerek kedera alai. So when I ask him that, maybe it's yerek anachal b'gdera. Maybe it means things that can be eaten both raw and fresh. Both raw and cooked. Both raw and cooked. For example, garlic or onions. They could be eaten, not onions, but garlic could be eaten both raw, could be, if you smear it onto something, or cooked, given both ways. So and the Mara answers, no, he said, Yerek HaMasbashel B'Gedera, since he said HaMavashel, it's Mashba, even things that eat a lot of Bishel, and you don't eat it Chai, like the Luim are included. So Fizah, the bottom line is like this, Noidim HaYerek is Osva Yerek HaNechel K'mo Yishu Chai. You only Osva Yerek that's eaten raw, and Mutter and everything else. And Mutter and anything else that can't be only exclusively eaten raw. Like, for example, if you only said yerek, you wouldn't be able to eat onions and garlic, since it's something that's cooked and not always eaten raw. So those things are all mutter. But if it says yerek k'deira lai, it'll be also even things that are eaten both ways. Right? The onions and garlic are probably both included in that. But if it says yerek k'mashbashel k'deira, then he's also even in things that are only eaten with bishul. So then even then, k'mashbashel k'deira is, he's also even things that only eat one bishul. That's the bottom line. So Abaya says, he limits by Rekiva Shita. I'm Abaya, Moida Rabbi Akiva, Le Malkus Shere Leike. Rabbi Akiva is Moida, that you won't get Malkus for this Isser of Nedarim, if you eat the Luim. Why? Because it's not Mefurish. It's only from his Ribuy of his Lashon. And even though Shliach asks about it, it's not for sure, Osir. It's a Shtikol Sofik, that's what Ran learns, and therefore you don't get Malkus. Shtikol Sofik, you don't get Malkus. That's what Abaya is saying. Even if you're Rabbi Akiva, it's not for sure, it's Shtikol Sofik. Tanan also went to the Mishnah in Mesechtes Me'ilam. Hashliach she'os shechusei bal bayis mal, lo yos shechusei shliach mal. There's a chiddush by Me'ila. Me'ila means where you take something hektish and you use it. There's a carbon, there's a you have to pay. There's a chiddush there. There's a shliach v'aver. Usually ain't shliach v'aver. If I send you to do something, it's not my problem, not my shaleach. I said, whatever you did, you're the aver. But here, if I send someone to Me'ila, it's Mesiach is back to me, and it's yes, shliach v'aver. It's a chiddush by Me'ila. But that's only if the shliach does your shlichus. If he doesn't do your shliach, he's not Me'ila. So a shliach is shechusa bal bayis mal, then bal bayis mal, because this is yes, shliach v'aver by Me'ila. Lo yos shechusa shliach mal. If you didn't do the shliach, then who's Me'ila the shliach? Now, man tana, who's the following tana of the rest of that Mishnah? Man tana, Rav Chista, mastis no karekiva, mishnah no karekiva, because it says vayter in that Mishnah, the tana, ketzad, what's the example? Omer loy, you told your shliach, tame bas l'archem, give bas l'archem, and it turned out it was hektish. But he didn't give basar, he gave the liver. V'noslam kaved, he gave liver. Or the baal basar, tame kaved, v'noslam basar, the shliach gave basar, what's the halacha? Hashliach mal, the shliach is mal. That means not the balabais, the shliach is mal. Why? He didn't do the shlichas. Be Rabbi Kiva, if you're going to ask me, if you're going to say like Rabbi Kiva, who says that something the shliach asks about is included in that, Rabbi Kiva called milsa the min l'chalav shliach. Mino, it's called min. It's called a min. So here, if you tell someone to go get meat and he can't find meat, only liver, he'll come back and say, I didn't find meat, but I did find liver. So you see, Klar, that's included in basar. So limon balabais, v'lilim shliach, balabais v'mal, and not limon shliach. That is the Gemara's kasha. Are you going to ask me? The Ran asked. Then we just finished saying, Fi Abaya, you don't get Malkus. So here, maybe if you're Rabbi Akiva, you also, you're not going to get, it's a suffix. So what's going on? So the Ran answers, Nehida, Amrinan El Damoy Rabbi Akiva, in your Malkus, and like, that's dafka, something that's not Mamish Mefurish, in your Rebuyafit, like Deluim. It's a Rebu from Yerakam is Bashal Vagdera. Masha Ekin Kaved, liver is Bechlal Basi, when Rebuya, and there, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva about Mimlech Elayu, then it should be included in Mamish in your words, and then the Loch is, it should be called Yidid Shlichas, and the Balabai Shimal. So that's the Kasha, Lachari, this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara answers, "Am Abaya filu tam Rabbi Akiva, kitchdim Rabbi Akiva. Why? Miloi moidi Rabbi Akiva detarchem luchi. You have to taka ask about it. Pshat like this that by meila, you want to make the mishliach. He has to ask and see if that's taka the balabai. He didn't ask, and so Kozma didn't ask. We don't know if that's what the balabai wanted. Mashainke by a neder, you can't say." That the guy planned on like you asking him because he made a nether. Once he makes a nether, it includes whatever it includes, and therefore includes that thing. By a shliach, we just said you have to ask. Do you want to give kaved? So if he told Tame Bas L'Archim, he shouldn't have given liver without asking the Baal Bas. So there he has to ask. Totally ask. It's Shkemilo because that's not a shlichus. But a darim, since it's telling l'shoynos, so there you can't ask about it afterwards. So in your lashon is included anything that you ask for. And it responds to Kamei the Rava. He talked over said Abaye is teretz for a Rava. On Malahoin, he said Shapa Nachmeni. Abaye is tiny good. We used to call Abaye Nachmeni. Why? Because he grew up in the house of Rabba Bar Nachmeni. He didn't have parents, so he grew up in the house of Rabba Bar Nachmeni. So therefore, called Nachmeni. But come on, Rava agreed to Abaye's teretz. The Shapa Amar Nachmeni.